Jack and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Jack and Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting. We are back down here in sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why time off is so important. This is Jill's kind of...
Did we really have to explain this?
Here's what happens in our life. I just want to work all the time, and Jill just doesn't. And it works out great. I'm not saying you're lazy. You work just as hard as I do, but you really,
and, I don't know if that's
rightfully,
true.
Rightfully so, push us to slow down and take time off.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it, and it's needed. And I can't. I honestly can't wait to hear what you're going to say about it.
Well, it is needed, and so I like this. So I do have a lot to say about this.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members in the JackJill.com online community. It's free.
Chuck asks, using Jack's suggestion in the free ebook, I posted on Craigslist looking for sellers. I received a reply from an owner of 6 acres of land in a lakeside community in Texas. He needs to sell to make payroll for his employees, and the fuse may be too short since there's an unknown factor of how much creek, which is on the property, actually affects the usability. Okay.
So it's seasonal, I think.
Right. You know, might flood or something.
It swells, yeah.
The owner states that only impacts 4 of the 6 acres. That's kind of a lot. Oh my gosh. It only impacts 4 of the 6 acres. That's more than half. Oh my gosh. But I can't know that to be accurate until someone gets eyes on the property. I've done quite a lot of research and data analysis and feel that I have a pretty good idea of the value there. Assuming that he still wants to sell, how should I best approach this deal? It's my first land deal, although I have wholesaled several houses and I'm very familiar with how things work. Thank you.
Cool, Chuck. What's the number one attribute that makes property swell in price, skyrocket in price? Proximity to water.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that this person might be new. I actually know for a fact they're not in our group, mm-hmm. which is good. If the prices are right, I would run to the bank and close this deal.
What do you do with the 4 acres you can't use?
There, you know how we all you buy property on the side of the mountain and sell it to a mountain climber?
Mm-hmm.
That's this.
Right.
People love boats. Let them swell.
Hopefully it's a mound in the middle.
Maybe people
something.
Want a floating house.
Maybe.
Like in When Harry Met Sally.
Reminds me of that Oregon one. I had one just like this.
Or Sleepless in Seattle or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
This is an attribute that, you know, I
Texas
think if,
and
you,
a creek
if you advertise
is good.
It, said, we bought this property for X, we're selling it for Y. We don't know anything about it, but the seller says that it's a 6-acre property in the summertime and a 2-acre property in the wintertime. I will bet.
Oh my gosh. I would bet you a dollar,
Chuck, that property will not it will be sold in a week.
Do you know what just happened? You just sounded like me.
Why?
You just gave it a positive spin.
I don't think this is bad.
I think that's hilarious. You know, the way you just said that is how I would have worded that, and I was shocked to hear that come out of your mouth. That is awesome.
Who can tell their friends that they just caught a fish on their own land?
Very proud of you, Jack.
No one.
Sitting at the front, sitting at the kitchen table. I leaned out the window and caught a fish.
It's a perfect, Maybe it's a houseboat property.
Because it's springtime and it's raining.
Maybe it's ready to be, this guy just described what a marina is on the ocean. A marina is like this at night.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, a lot of marinas, you can only get out of them at a certain time because of tides and stuff. This is an attribute, not a problem.
This is really not, you're right. Because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's tons of creek property like this in Texas. This is the normal. And you build up on the top of the mound and it goes way down and where the boathouse is. Oh, and by the way, hello, everybody. They make boathouses and things that come up and down with the water level. We're prepared for this. So we just need to plan for it. And I agree with you, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm a little jealous because I want to, I love boats and water and all that.
It's only a problem once every 40 years. Seriously, when the water's at your back door because of weird, weather situations. But most of the time, this is
It's the same old story of the property who is in a 100-year floodplain that floods every 10 years.
Yeah.
it's a long joke.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's a real estate joke.
Oh. Thank you, Jack.
Today's topic, why is it so important to Jill to take time off?
Jeez.
This is the meat of the show.
Jeez. Why is it so hard? You know what? I'm going to turn this around first, Jack, and ask you. Why is it so hard for you to not take time off?
The honest answer, truthfully, is I don't know.
Really?
That's the truth. Yep.
Do you think that it's just a learned habit that you just don't know how to relax? Or, I mean,
it's probably
you know how to relax, I should say.
Yeah, I can relax.
But
I don't know. Like, taking 2 weeks off, let's say, to go to Europe is maybe my nightmare.
Isn't that funny?
And I've been all over the world. I like the travel and stuff. Once I'm there, it's okay.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff to do. You know what? I love what I do for a living. I love where we live. I love the whole life that we have. And I know you do too.
Have you always been this way then?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. So did summer break away from school kill you that you were studying and working on school when you were on summer
break? I never took a break. I always took classes in college. I took classes in summer.
Did you do it because you had to? Jack. I'm sorry. Were you not able to keep up?
I wasn't taking calculus twice. No, if that's what you mean. No,
Well, young man, you're going to be doing this through the summer too, aren't you?
Here's a true story of the actual life of Jack and Jill. I'm going to throw one of the kids under the bus.
Oh, no. Whoa, go.
One of the kids got in a car accident. He's fine. He needs a new car. And he's a good kid. He's working hard and the whole thing. So I came up with this bright idea we have a vacant house in Arizona, completely vacant. Let the kid live there, go to school, the whole thing, it's just reset him up, kind of reset. And Jill's answer was, oh, are you kidding me? There's no way he's responsible enough. And it's not him specifically. And no way an 18-year-old boy is going to go to school, live on his own, go to school, get good grades, and hold a full-time job. He's going to be party like it's a 1980s movie. And I said I was never like that.
Yeah.
And Jill said, oh, I've been to several colleges. So, in front of everybody here, what is that all about?
You know what? I think we all, as children or young adults, we have this stuff we just have to get out of our system, right?
Like a Catholic girl?
Hello. What?
The whole Catholic girl syndrome.
Yeah, I guess I think I know, but that boy
locked in their room for their whole childhood.
Right.
They get turned loose and it's okay.
Well,
nuts.
I never was, but I was that boring. I was not geeky, but kind of geeky. Boring. I'm not boring. You know what I mean. I really worked hard in high school. I didn't really learn to ditch until my senior year. I saved it all up. I graduated with honors. I did the whole. All right. Now after high school, game on. So that's when I went a little bit crazy and started having fun and ditching classes and all that good stuff. So I think that we all have to get this out of our system. Some do it earlier, some do it later. Some might do it in their 30s. Some might wait till they're married. Some might do it right after their divorce. I don't know. You know, it depends on your situation, but I think we got to get something out.
Okay.
Thank you.
As a young man, I was deathly afraid of not being a provider long before I was ever interested in even having a relationship. I just wanted to be like, make a bunch of dough and have a good career. And then the rest of your life is easy. At our age now, screwing up is one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, and you're good at it.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it in Europe. I can do it right around the corner.
That's very true.
And I don't need to do it for 2 weeks straight in Paris or something like that. So.
Okay, well, let me run this by you because I want to talk about I made a couple notes here and why I think this is important. And as I say this, Jack, you're in a different situation. Some people, and you'll know why. Like, number one. The number one reason I think people need to take time off is, holy cow, if they don't, they're going to snap.
That's true, actually. That's true of anyone, including us.
Thank you. If you are burning the candle at both ends, and we all know people that do this, especially here in LA, it breaks my heart. There are people that get up every day, They get up at 5. They leave the house at 6 with a kid in the back seat. And they've got to drive an hour or two. Some will do 2 hours. And they do it with the kid to take him to a childcare right by the office. You know, now they're there at 8. They drop off the kid and they go work all day. Then they get out of work. They pick up the kid and they put him in the back of the car seat. And they're together commuting all the way home. Now we're not home until 7. And then they throw food in and they go to bed and do it all over again. Those people need a break. First of all, I have to question some of their choices, but that's not this show. But the reality is there's a lot of people that are doing that. And if they don't, they live for their weekends and they live for their vacations. And that's their time to catch their breath and get to know their spouse again.
All the people I've ever met who live for those vacations once or twice a year or the weekend or whatever, their parents did the same thing. So they're used to it, and they're not questioning. They're stop questioning anything. Oh, that's the day. That's the weekend. That's 3 weeks. We get a 3-day weekend off because of the 4th of July. That Jill, I got to be real straight with you, is a pile of malarkey for me.
I don't think that that's why.
I think that you've turned your life over.
No, I agree with you, but I don't think that it's a learned behavior.
I do.
No, I think it's. I think that their friends are doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or they think they're getting ahead that way. If I put in the time,
how possibly can you get ahead by taking time off?
Because you're putting in the time. No. Oh, by taking time. How can you get ahead by taking time off?
Yeah.
No. I mean, no. I'm saying the opposite. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh.
They're putting in the time at work. They're not taking time off. They're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Back in the day, if I had a minute off, I was working on something on the side to try to get out of the job that I had. That's all I was doing.
That makes sense. That's a better use of it. And I like that.
I remember I went to Paris one time, a long time ago. And all I could think about the whole time I was there was, this is a beautiful city. And I love spending time here. But it'd be so much better if I had something to do here other than be a tourist. Like if I had some meetings set up. Or if we were looking at real estate. Or checking in with whatever. Or if there's some type of job business. New York's the same way. New York as a tourist is just, in my opinion, no fun. But if you got stuff lined up there and you need to talk to people, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's true. I've done that.
So,
you don't feel like you're goofing off so much.
Time off is super important, but I think time off is really different for a lot of people. Like, I know for a fact if 2 weeks off for you is a blast.
Mm-hmm. So you're right. So you're touching, you're in a different way making my points. So you got to do it so you don't snap, number one. Number two, clear your head. Maybe that's part of what you're saying too. Getting away, taking time off, not thinking about your day-to-day routine, right? Say you are starting a side business or something. It's hard to do it sitting at your desk all day long with the phone ringing and all that stuff. But if you have a couple days off, you can kind of clear your head and not think about your day job. Now I can think about my side gig and what I want to do and clear my head for that. And I'm at that point too. Sometimes you need a day off just to kind of get out of the funk.
I mean, isn't that what Saturday and Sunday's for?
No, I mean, yeah, but sometimes, you know, there's times you just need more. Come on.
All right.
Seriously. And by taking time off, you can be ready. Here's another benefit. Say you love your job. Let me even come back to this. It's us. I love my job. I love what I'm doing. Everything is fantastic. I have no complaints. But you know what? Sometimes I'm so caught up in my day-to-day minutiae, I'm not seeing some other things. So if I get myself out of my normal workspace, out of my normal routine, I'm clearing my head, I might think of some fresh new ideas. Huh, I might have a new way of looking at something. Huh, I might solve the problem. There's been something I've been trying to solve in my business that just wasn't coming to me. And now I'm in a different environment and I see something else that triggers something. I might have a fresh idea.
I totally respect that. I call those research days, and I don't need to even leave my office for that.
Well, that's all you need.
Absolutely. That's how I recharge my stuff.
Yeah. You know what? And I understand that. So, that, you know, and that makes sense. You like to be here and you still are working on something different.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. For me, I got to get out. Isn't that funny?
That's okay.
It's person specific. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, when you and I go to dinner, that's time off for me too. Like, when you know what I'm talking about, we're just done for the day. we meet somewhere and we just go have a lot of fun for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the most fun I've ever had in my life.
That's good. I love it. Do you want to ever go to a surgeon that's burned out and working 12-hour days?
I bet that happens.
10 days in a row?
More than we all think.
I know. We don't want that. This is the thing. Why time off is important. Don't want that. You know? And what if we took time off? Huh. Here's an example. How many trips do you and I take? Like every single one that let me back up. Give me one example of one trip that you and I have taken that we have not come back with a new business idea or found a new area of property to market or something new.
That is exactly my point, and there's none. There's no example.
Thank you.
Because it's just in our blood, and that's what it is. So that's my whole point. Like, we could go down to Long Beach and have a weekend there, and it's still the same thing's going to happen, or we can go to Tokyo.
I'm good with both.
I'm better with
Tokyo, but
I know you are.
Long Beach, Tokyo. Let me think.
I think what we're saying here is that time off is really important, and everybody's a little bit different about it.
Mm-hmm. I get it, but you should do it.
And you should do it. I agree.
Even if you have to make yourself.
I take time off every single day. I mean, maybe that's the difference.
You know what's funny? You know what? You just touched on something. That's interesting. I know that about you, because I come into your office sometimes and you're not working on, you know, whatever, but you're still working and mentally, you know what I mean? You're taking a little break. My break, I have to push through it. And that's my push through. I push through my work so I can really go relax and have fun. I don't want to have a chunk of creative time in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. I want to have it at the end of the day when I don't have to think about anything else. I don't have to come back, you know, to work, if you will.
Well, I think we do. We do.
Interesting.
Both of those.
So maybe that's why too. I'm a little more of a. Sometimes I'm a save it up person. Man, you know, I'm gonna kill it this week and save it up.
A lot of it is because your job description is so different than mine. You're talking to people that work for us, or talking to customers, or all kinds of stuff all day.
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
No.
You have one or two phone calls, complete phone calls, and I look at a bunch of reports. And then other than that, I'm working on content.
Mm-hmm. So
they're different job descriptions entirely. So I understand. Boy, anybody who's in customer service in any capacity or HR.
Oh, it's tiring.
That's just a fall into bed at night with your clothes on. Position.
I remember having jobs where that was it, like all day long. And I would come home and I would just say, please, no one talk to me. Like, I'm all talked out. Me. Can you imagine me?
I would rather. No, I can't.
Thank you.
I would rather work in a factory all day over working in a mall. Even for half.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would.
Okay.
Hands down.
I know.
Join us tomorrow where we discuss working with your life partner.
Oh, and why that ties into why time off is important. And we answer your question. Should you have one, post it on the jackjill.com online community.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's
wow.
I learned a few things there. You know, it's interesting.
What did you learn?
Well,
we really did kind of like, this is the first time we've done a show in a while where we're learning new stuff about it.
Yeah, I had a little revelation. I'm like, that's why you take little breaks midday, because, and then that's your way of doing it. At me, I save it up. And then, you know, and it's funny because I look at you like, come on, why aren't you working? And then for me, you're like, why are you goofing off so long? I'm like, dude, because I killed it over here. Yeah. I just did it differently.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we live by a marina, so we can take the boat out whenever we want, which I do frequently.
Right.
That's time off right there.
But
I don't take it for 5 hours. I take it for, you know, a half hour.
See, that's the thing. That's what you do. I'd rather work, and take it for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. So that's what I learned. Very interesting. If you enjoyed that, please share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.